Baruch Hashem Adonai. Bless the name of the Lord, and thanks for tuning in to the Shofar Ministries program. This is Dan, along with my lovely wife and my best friend, Reverend Sheila Crawford.
Thank you, my love, and let me remind our listeners about our website, shofarministries.net. Should you want to listen to this or any of our other many programs, all archived and labeled for your learning pleasure.
And hopefully to share with others.
For sure. So let's pray.
Abba, Father, and Lord, over all we come to you in humility of your awesomeness, your greatness, your patience, knowing that judgment on the whole world is forthcoming very soon. We pray that we can adjust our lenses to stay focused in our mission of proclaiming your truth, always being prepared to give godly answers to the seekers. We earnestly pray for our recent prayer requests to include the salvations of our loved ones. May you send your ambassadors to speak to their hearts. Watch over our president and be with us tonight as we ask you to bless with abundance those who have an ear to hear what your Spirit is saying to today's churches. In Yeshua's name, amen.
Amen.
So, the ISIS leader is now gone.
Yes, al-Baghdadi is dead. And I heard this morning possibly his replacement is as well. But as a whole, ISIS surely is not dead, for there will always be another vying to take his place. Because it's an ideology, and the revenge captivates them.
But, you know, we are keeping troops in Syria.
Yes. To help the Kurds guard the oil fields down a little south in the middle of Syria, for President Trump says the Kurds of the SDF deserve to get a piece of that pie. President Trump says he had a good reason, as I guess has become clear, I think, to move the Kurds to a so-called safer area and will actually help them get reestablished.
California's fires still continue.
My. Of course, they're blaming it on major high winds and old transformer that carries sparks into the many dry areas. And as I said last year, many suspect technological electromagnetic arson is involved, and it's to help promote the climate change hoax.
Yeah, trying to push people into going green.
Yes, by using windmills and solar panels instead of oil and gas. The other thought, and very probable because we see it happening, is people have been moving out for a lot of reasons, like taxes, sanctuary cities, and the homeless epidemic. But these horrendous fires, well, that just is the last straw.
So, many have been settling in the more Republican states.
Yes, bringing with them their leaning left ideals to hopefully, as is the Dems' desire, turn some red states like Texas into blue to sway the Electoral College democratically for the next year's election. Or it is suggested that the government just wants to claim the burnt land unsuitable for habitation and then do what they want with it. Either or, it's quite a strategy and definitely demonically inspired.
Well, it's now official. Prime Minister Netanyahu of Israel has been defeated.
I know. Because for the second time, he just could not form a coalition of parties to achieve at least 61 seats in the Knesset parliament. So the secular, mostly left-leaning Benny Gantz of his Blue and White Party has his opportunity now for about 3 weeks, which is left, to give it a try.
Will he include the Arab parties just to make it?
He could, and that would not be very good. We'll just have to wait and see. But if he doesn't get at least 61, there will be another election in March.
Remember, God is in charge of the timing.
He sure is. And if Trump's peace deal is the Daniel 9:27 covenant, a Bibi win would likely be a better fit. And then revealed and then tweaked next year. And we're out of here. If Gantz does get the required 61 seats, then Netanyahu is out for sure. But I read on Sunday that once again Netanyahu and Gantz are talking about joining together. So at this stage, anything goes.
We'll know for sure in just a few weeks.
Oh, and another thing, I just found out about this, and I have to do a little more research, but apparently President Trump is now about to implement a social number for everyone, according to their history, their background, which would allow or disallow gun ownership.
More on this later.
And lastly, the Pope is about to approve married priests, especially in the Amazon, where he just returned from. And it's no secret the Catholic priesthood has declined rapidly since all the sodomy and child abuse cases.
Well, you know, marriage should help correct that.
Well, it should. And Pope Francis is said to be also building a religious interfaith housing complex in Abu Dhabi for the three major religions in an effort to promote religious harmony, that one world religion of Revelation 17.
Yeah, you know, they do insist we all worship the same God.
Certainly not. But as we reported last week and should be said again, he did approve of bringing back from the Amazon, this synod that they were doing, a few Pachamama idol statues, and they're of naked women, some pregnant, which were then placed on the altar of the Santa Maria Catholic Church near the Vatican.
Well, they've since been removed.
Well, good. But just the idea of it is an abomination. It is so obvious that the Pope is a heretic.
Plain and simple.
Thankfully, Catholics are recognizing it now as well.
All right. If you have any questions or comments, our email is Sheila@chofarministry.net. Or you can call the office and leave a detailed message, too, 440-834-9006. Also, by regular mail to Post Office Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. Love offerings are certainly needed and greatly appreciated, and will automatically put you on our mailing list for future newsletters and updates. You can also subscribe and donate on our webpage, ShofarMinistries.net, where all the past radio and teaching letters are archived for your added learning.
By the way, tonight's program on Halloween is also written about in this month's newsletter up on our webpage.
Or on its way to your door.
That's right. Please print and share. All right, well, here it is again. The worst day of the year, Halloween, or Satan's Night, October 31st. And then will be All Saints Day on November 1st.
And still again, All Souls Day on November 2nd.
Yes, and since I was raised a good Catholic, people do ask me to explain the difference between these days, which in my opinion, all three are demonically inspired. But we'll begin with the more obvious one, Halloween, or also All Hallows Eve.
Well, I think we should begin with Scripture.
Oh, I agree, because Psalm 12:8, that just hits the nail on the head, especially in the original.
In the original Hebrew. Mm. Okay. The wicked walk around on every side when evil is exalted by the sons of men.
You can't deny that most Americans observe Halloween, which is exalting it. Also, Ephesians 5:1 says,
be imitators of God.
And verse 11,
have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them.
Mm-hmm. One might even say it can be a form of devil worship. In these last days, we see the secular world more than ever is heavily embracing Halloween as their most favorite time of the year.
And, you know, it's just not the secular world that's doing it.
I know, true. Many who say they are Christians celebrate the day in some form or fashion. But there are still a remnant that recognizes the evil connotations associated with this day. Now, many churches do offer alternatives by having harvest parties where the children dress up as Bible characters, and that's a good thing.
Well, you know, unless you dress up as Jezebel.
Okay. What is important is that the children are told why they shouldn't participate in this high holy day of Satan. You know, they don't have to be very old before they know the difference between good and evil.
Yeah, we don't have to teach our children how to lie, do we?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Churches could dress up and celebrate the Feast of Purim, as the Jewish people do.
That's right, except most Christians don't recognize God's feasts or, sadly, God's victories over the enemy. even though it's in the Bible.
Instead, America promotes Devil's Night.
I understand the unrighteous doing it, but why would churchgoers want to take part in something that is proven to be inherently wicked? Or even by tolerating, you are condoning, thereby promoting, and so wickedness is actually given permission, an open door, to increase its vileness.
As we just read in Psalms 12.
Yeah, and I think you have another scripture.
Deuteronomy 19:19. Put away the evil from among you.
And Isaiah 5:20 says there will come a time when
they will call good evil and evil good.
Actually, there are hundreds of scriptures addressing evil. Just look in your concordance to see how important this topic is.
Well, in fact, 1 Thessalonians 5:22 says to abstain from all forms of evil.
That's right, and for good reason. Many tell me they are only letting their child go to a few of the neighbors dressing up as friendly characters. What could be wrong with that? Well, if someone in a devil's mask jumps in front of your small child and boos at them, that image can stay in their mind, give them nightmares, and possibly harm them spiritually. Parents are responsible to protect their fragile little minds.
Yeah, their little minds grow so quickly. Right, so let's get into a little history.
Of course, we know that demonic spirits have been around forever, and Halloween goes way back before Christianity, and certainly before America, to a Celtic festival of the dead. The Celtic peoples were originally from ancient Britain and Ireland.
And later found all over Europe.
Well, according to their calendar, their year begins on November 1st. And noted for their beginning of the cold season, when cattle and sheep had to be moved to closer, more secured pastures, and the crops were stored for the winter months. And by the way, I thought this was interesting. The Celtic calendar days also begin at sundown.
Like the Hebrew calendar.
Yes, Satan is an imitator.
These Celtic people can be traced back to even before 1000 BC.
And they heavily engaged in the occultic arts, worshiping nature and the universe, giving it supernatural, idolatry-like qualities. Their pagan priests were called Druids, whose beliefs and practices were similar to Hinduism, such as reincarnation and the transmigration of the soul, where bad people who had died that year may be reborn as animals.
Which is why they don't kill animals. Even rats in India.
I know.
You know?
Because it could be their relative.
It could be.
How in the world could they come up with this?
Satan is a master.
Like perverting the resurrection. Anyhow, the Celtics believed this transference of souls occurred on what they called the festival of Samhain, the Lord of Death, on guess what day?
October 31st.
And as time went on, instead of the Feast of Samhain, it was just called by the pagan priest's name of Druidism, morphing into some different varieties of thinking depending on the country. But the rituals came from hell.
Involving human sacrifices of children.
And the drinking of their blood to stay young, they believed. And it's still here today. Children's blood even has a name now called adrenochrome, and popular in certain elite circles.
Well, you know, and cannibalism is here also.
It is. Also goes by the more modern name of spirit cooking. They particularly gather and openly brag and invite others for these rituals on Halloween and other significant days as well, when the moon has its darkest night.
So, anyhow, their New Year's Eve is October 31st.
When the Lord of Death would gather the souls of the evil dead who had died over the past year and command them to enter the bodies of animals, particularly black cats, but not exclusively.
It was evil's supreme night of demonic jubilation.
This is their celebration of the beginning of winter and darkness, as daylight grows noticeably shorter and nighttime lengthier, when the hordes of hell would roam the countryside in a wild celebration of darkness and death, all in honor of Samhain.
Most left offerings of food and drink on their doorsteps for the ghosts.
Right, because the villagers fear that the spirits, if not pacified, would kill their flocks or destroy their property.
Wow, talk about deception.
Yes, and it's here again, big time, but worse is coming during the tribulation. So eventually they felt the only thing these superstitious people knew to do to protect themselves was to masquerade as one of them, thereby hopefully blending in unnoticed. So yes, this is the origin of Halloween, masquerading as devils, imps, ogres, and other demonic creatures.
Well, so to blend in with the demons.
Yes, very dangerous and definitely not funny. Halloween can easily be an open-door invitation to evil forces. Now, they also use numerous lighted candles, some inside real skulls, to carry for the spirit's guidance in their ceremonies, which included sacrifices to the god Samhain, also burning large bonfires, giving various gifts, and offering many prayers to this false god for protection from any evil spirits that would wander off to possibly migrate into the people.
So, this was their god who could protect them?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But whatever name you choose, it all goes back to the top. Baal or Satan, utilizing different customs according to the country. So, over here, we get to call their false god by his real name of Satan or Lucifer, who thoroughly enjoys watching Americans celebrate this special feast night that we call Halloween. And in fact, I think you have a quote from the Satanist Anton LaVey, who wrote the Satanic Bible and started the first Satanic Church.
Yeah, I do have that. He said, "I'm glad that Christians allow their children to worship the devil at least one night out of the year."
Anyhow, Halloween in America was not widely practiced here until the 1900s, beginning with a carved turnip, then a pumpkin to copy the original witch's use of a real skull carrying a candle inside to light the way to their coven meetings. So, it didn't take long for kids to start dressing up as something evil, knocking on doors, saying, "If you give us a treat, the goblins and spirits will leave you alone." It has now at least turned into any costume, trying to get some distance away from the more sinister to the more acceptable and cute. But this is just a way for Christians that they could join in the fun like the other kids and celebrate Satan's night. And don't be deceived. It is Satan's holiday. And very wicked things are going on somewhere by wicked people. Like using a hypodermic needle to inject poison into wrapped candy, and you would never notice. Instead of taking part, we should be praying protection for our children, because abductions do happen. Now, of course, the sugar alone is dangerous for children, as it suppresses the immune system for hours, making them more susceptible to catching diseases. Again, this day is Satan's blasphemous substitution of the resurrection, the rising of the dead spirits, because he perverts everything of God. Halloween provides a less conspicuous way to play with the concept of death. People dress up as the living dead, and fake gravestones adorn their front lawns, activities that are highly accepted this time of year, and it is evolving. Card-carrying Satanists can now demand Halloween off from work as a religious holiday. In fact, Satanists like the Samhains, they did use this day for their high black masses to greater enhance their ritual blood sacrifices. Even your places of employment encourage workers to dress in a costume, making it hard to find any restaurant or store that doesn't have decorations all over their establishment, as the demons smile. The day after Halloween is November 1st, and it's called All Saints Day, also very ancient, for around the year 900 AD, Emperor Leo VI, and leader of the only recognized church at that time, decided, since his wife had recently died, that it would be good to honor those who had died the previous year that were surely in heaven, and therefore, still believing, or at least wanting the people to believe, that on the 31st of October, the bad spirits roamed. But so they made the next day, November 1st, All Saints Day, to honor the saints now in heaven, who, by the way, they say, constantly intercede to God for us. And, of course, that's where I have another problem, because that, too, is demonically inspired. For the dead never pray for us. Only Jesus intercedes for his bride to the Father. Hebrews 7:25, Romans 8:6. But still another more grievous problem is even the next day, November 2nd, called All Souls Day. And this is set aside to memorialize and pray for a family's loved ones possibly still in purgatory. Now, only on this day could a departed spirit finally leave purgatory and go into heaven. That is, if their time of punishment was fulfilled, or if enough prayers or indulgences of usually money to the church had been paid by the dead person's loved ones. And I can remember my mother giving money for masses to be said so that my grandfather could get out of purgatory. However, in today's society, you could even join the Pope's Twitter account. He said that he would grant a special indulgence to you or your loved ones so to get out early. And that is no joke. I am not kidding. He really said it on July 17th, 2013, and CBS News covered it and many others. He's playing God, as most of the popes also did. And, of course, which really grieves my soul, being raised Catholic and knowing this stuff. But can you just imagine the devil? He's got to be laughing so hard. But he's not going to laugh forever. And that, we know, is true, because we know the end of the story. And that end of the story is coming. But one last thing is interesting, that it was on October 31st that Martin Luther, in 1517, nailed his famous 95 reasons to break away from the Catholic Church, and he nailed it on the church's door in Wittenberg, Germany, which, of course, started the Reformation. 502 years ago, come Thursday, is the anniversary of Protestantism. And one of the heresies he was protesting against was the sale of indulgences for souls in purgatory. Sadly today, there are some Protestant churches denying the heroic move of Luther and now are rejoining with Rome. And that's going to soon encompass the one world religion. We see it forming, the Bible's truth, and this one world religion will be under the Antichrist and his false prophet. Whew, we are so close. People try to really, on Thursday, do some heavy prayers for the many people that really don't understand and are letting themselves open for demonic activity. But what about you? Are you listening tonight? Have you made Jesus Lord over your life? It doesn't take a lot to do this. He makes it pretty simple. Just get on your knees, ask for forgiveness, and invite him into your heart, and then read your Bible. That's all there is. He loves you so much that he's made it that simple. It just has to be a true heart conviction. I want to leave you with the ironic blessing. The Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Till next time, Sha'alu Shalom, Yerushalayim. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem, because those who love her, if you truly love Jerusalem, you're going to prosper in all ways, different ways, simple, hard, whatever. Because loving Jerusalem is loving God. And that's out of Psalm 122, verse 6. I hope you have a great week. Witness to someone. Tell Jesus they love him.
Thanks for listening to this week's broadcast from Shofar Ministries, hosted by Sheila Crawford on AM 1220, The Word. If you would like to help keep this show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click the donate button on the left side of the page, and it will take you to the PayPal secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program was brought to you by Shofar Ministries.